Baruch Hashem, this is the first time we're having a Haftarah Shir for Simchas Torah, as far as I remember. Usually there's no time, but with this new pre-recorded Shurim, so we had a Rosh Hashanah Shir we never had, with a Yom Kippur Shir we never had, Baruch Hashem. And let's go over this. So I'd like to share with you a beautiful Dvar Torah from Shlomo Kloger. It has to do with the end of Hazeis HaBracha, and it has to do with the Haftarah. We'll begin with a number of kashas. The Haftarah, which is of course the beginning of Sefer Yeshua, like Tosis discusses, that we have a meaning, we don't do like the Gemara says, for whatever reason, look at the Meshech Chochma, my beautiful Vart. But anyways, the Torah begins and says, "Vayehi acharei Moshe eved Hashem." It was after the patira of Moshe Rabbeinu. "Vayomer Hashem el Yeshua benun," Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Yeshua benun. Who is Yeshua benun? Mesharis Moshe. He is the one who works, who serves, who helps Moshe Rabbeinu, which of course needs a hesber. Why do we have to be told he's Mesharis Moshe? Why is he given that title? It's even a little bit offensive. Say Talmud Moshe. Mesharis Moshe. So Chazal, of course, say on a different pasuk, in Melachim, my Elisha, Chazal say, Gadol Shimusha Yosef Melimuda. You have to know why the Gemara does not learn it from this pasuk. The Vilna Gaon is Pirushan Yeshua, brings it over here, but the Gemara learns it by Elisha. But anyways, we're not going to discuss that. We're just mentioning what the Gemara says in another place and how the Gaon is masbered over here. Meshar is Moshe. Why doesn't it say Talmud Moshe? Leimor. In Yiddish they say Leimor Azayt Zogim. And this is a little bit fair because over here Azayt Zogim means pass this on, say this over. It's not necessary for him to say over. This is a personal message for Yeshua. So why would it say Leimor? What does he tell him? Moshe Avdi Meisach. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Yeshua, this is Yeshua's first nevuah. Moshe Avdi Meisach. And this is, of course, also hard to understand. Why does he have to be told that Moshe was Nifter? We know that. He knows that. V'ata, and now, kum avar siyard hazeh, get up, cross over the yard, and atav achal hamazeh, you and this nation, el ha'aretz asher anochi and nesen lehem levnei Yisrael, to Eretz Yisrael. So he asked a number of questions on these psukim. Why is it saying Mesharis Moshe? What's this title, Mesharis Moshe? Why does it say Leimor? What's that coming for? And we could also ask, why say Moshe Avdi Meis? We know that Moshe was Nifter. Okay, so these are a few kashas. Hashem will come back in a few minutes. Now a couple kashas on the end of the Torah. The end of the Torah, Torah Akdosha says, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, Vayomer Shom Moshe Eved Hashem Ba'aretz Moav, Moshe Eved Hashem passed away in the land of Moav, Al Pi Hashem. So we're going to ask a few questions. First of all, why is that to say Al Pi Hashem? This was a very famous Rosh of Chazal, the Gemara and Baba Basra, Rashi brings, learns Al Pi Hashem that he was Nifter with Misas Neshika, which Hashem, we're going to say a different shot, what Al Pi Hashem is. Another question, why all of a sudden over here is Moshe Rabbeinu called Eved Hashem? We don't find him called that earlier, beginning of the parasha, it says Israel, he came, there will be a much more, higher level title for him. So now when he's Nifter, to say, why Dak over here does it say Eved Hashem in this pasuk? Actually, later on, it says, towards the end, it says, "Lekam Rabbi Oyd B'Yisrael K'Moshe." So over there, when it's praising him, and it has a bunch of shvachim of Moshe, just say, "Lekam Rabbi Oyd B'Yisrael K'Moshe Eved Hashem," and then go on. Sheyod Hashem Panim Upanim, Sheyidoy Hashem Upanim. Why Dafka, when he's Nifter, does he use the words Eved Hashem? Of course, a lot of tavus in this kasha we would like to share today from Rav Shlomo Kloger. So why does it say Al Pi Hashem, and why is he being called Eved Hashem in this pasuk, Dafka? Okay, so the Shlomo Kloger is makdim that there's a kasha that the Baal Akedas Yitzchok asks. Akedas Yitzchok from Yitzchok Arimoa asks a question that Torah says, "V'leikam, there was no Navi like Moshe, Asher Yadar Hashem, Panam Apav." There's no Navi on his level. Very famous pasuk, one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu was greater. But the pasuk doesn't just say he's the greatest Navi. Pasuk says more. It says, besides being the greatest Navi, it says, "L'chol ha'oisois v'ha'amoivsin Asher Shalochay Hashem Lasit Beret Yisrael L'fayel Chavadu Chalartzay." He also did the greatest Nisim, the greatest Moisim that ever was. So it's not just the greatest Navi. Pasuk Lachayr telling you he's the greatest Baal Moifis. The greatest Nisim happened through him. In fact, I can't hit Lachayr, that's not true. Moshe Rabbeinu Nisim did not extend to what we see in Shamayim, meaning to say Yeshua Benun stopped the sun. Now we know that Rashi brings Chazal in the end of Sefer Bamidbar that Moshe Rabbeinu actually by the Lachemis Sichoin did stop the sun also, but this is not Beferish. So Lachayra we could have a Kasher, we have a Beferish Psukim about Yeshua Benun doing stuff in Shamayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu did only things here in the earth. In effect, Akedas Yitzchak. And the Nisim of Yeshua seemed to be greater than the Nisim of Moshe Rabbeinu. So to answer all this, the Sefer Kilas Yaakov from Shlomo Kluger says, there are two types of death. There is physical death. The person dies, he was alive, and he's not alive anymore. His body dies. But there's another level to death. There's his position, whatever this person represented in his lifetime, his ideals, his authority, authority, whatever he was ruling, he was running, his office, his platform, that usually dies when a person dies physically, that position comes to a death, but not necessarily so. Sometimes the shaykh, that it's mamshech, he continues to live on. If he has a worthy son, Memali Mekoimoi, by Kohen Gadol, Allah is Bnoi, if he's Roy, he comes before anybody else. Melech, Malchus says David, if he has a Ben that's Roy, he comes before anybody else. We pass him Allah, a Rav that's Nifter, if he has a son who's Roy, becomes before anybody else. So if the son continues in his office and keeps the same job as his father, so the father physically died, but his position lives on through his son. And his son only inherited that position because of his father, that's how he got there. So the father is mamish living on, because the father had that position, that's why that son is zeicha. Continue with this. He brings a big righteous yisoid from Tanchuma by Koirach. It says when they fell into the ground, they lost into the ground, so it says, Vayoivdu mitoicha kohol. They were lost from the congregation. Adas Koirach was lost, they were swallowed up. Tanchuma says, Hein, they were lost, but their position was not lost. And the Tanchuma says, others came and took over. There were Rosh Hashanah that were burnt in by the Ketores. There were other leaders, and people came and took over. So their Shurara continued. So you see them, Tanchuma, that there are two concepts. There's a concept of them dying, but whatever position they have, their authority, didn't necessarily die. That wasn't lost. You see, the Tanchuma understands that there's two positions. Two things to discuss when we discuss death. The physical death and the person's position. Now, by Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of Parshas Vayelech, the Torah says Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bnei Yisrael, "Ki odati I know, achrei Moshe after I die, ki hashcheis tashchisun." You're going to go off the derech, all of you. You're all going off the derech. I see what's happening. So Rashi asked a question that it's not true. Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, and Klal Yisrael continued to serve Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Feirush Pasuk at the end of Yeshua, that as long as the Skenim and Yeshua lived, Moshe Rabbeinu's legacy continued, and Bnei Yisrael never went off until Moshe Rabbeinu's Talmidim were Nifter. After Yeshua was Nifter, that's when people started to stray. But as long as Yeshua was alive, they still kept the faith. So Rashi from Chazal, what's going on? Why does it say, "Ki adati achrei Moshe ki hashes tashchisun"? I know after I die, you're going to go off. You're going to be destroyed. You're going to not live a Torah life anymore. So, Grashi, Mikan, right here we learn, Shekol's manche Talmud she'odem chai, nechshav ki'ilu hu chai. As long as the Talmud is still alive, it's considered as if he's alive. As long as Yeshua was alive, it's considered as if Moshe was still alive, because he was his Talmud. Now comes that amazing thing. that even though Moshe Rabbeinu physically passed on, only his body left us. Machlokes Misaita, if he mamish died or he went up to Shemayim alive, but he was nifter, he's gone from us physically. But his position, his leader, his leadership, his amazing status of Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, that didn't stop. Kozman Shatam L'chai Ki'ilu Huchai is not speaking about he's physically alive. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't physically alive. So what does it mean to say? It means to say that Yeshua continued running the show like Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's considered as if this Talmud was keeping Moshe Rabbeinu's legacy alive. A huge, tremendous raya to this concept is, of course, Rashi in Parshas Pinchas. In Parshas Bamidbar. Torah says in Parshas Bamidbar, when it's counting up the how many Shvatim about the Tzgalim, so Torah says, Ve'ele toldois Aaron u'Moshe, the following, says the Torah, are the children, the offspring of Aaron and Moshe. V'yoyim dibur Hashem es Moshe b'Harsin. On the day that Hashem spoke to Moshe in Harsin, it's a little bit schwer. This is the children that they had on that day. And it goes on, only discusses Ari's children. So Rashi answers both these questions, and Rashi says that even though it doesn't mention the children of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's still considered that it does mention it because the children of Aaron are his children. Why? If he shalom them tayra, because Moshe taught them tayra, malami. Shekalam malami is ben chaveri tayra, ma'alov akos of ki'ilu yoldai. And this happened by Yom Dibra Hashem is Moshe. It was through tayra. So you see, again, that Moshe Rabbeinu, by leaving Talmidim, who he had taught tayra to, they're considered mamish as if maybe he passed on, but he has, people are there continuing his legacy. We find the Gemara says in Baba Basra, in Perek Yesh Noichlin, the Gemara asks Akasha, how come the Pasuk says, V'hadad shomah b'mitzrayim gishochav David demavaisav, Hadad heard, the king of Mitzrayim, he heard that David had shochav, he was lying with his fathers, he had passed on, v'chimeish Yoyov Saratzva, and he heard that Yoyov Saratzva had died. Why by David does it say shochav? And why that Yoyah doesn't say mace? So look at the Gemara in Yesh Noichlin, Daf Kuf Design, says the Gemara. The Peimah, but David never by Shchiva, but Yoyah never by Misa. David, Sheniach Ben, David left someone who continued, Shloimi continued of David's legacy, never by Shchiva. Yoyah, Sheniach Ben, the Gemara is a Mazmer after, he didn't leave a son like him, he left children physically, but he didn't leave someone like him, never by Misa. The Gemara says, Yoyah, we know he had children. The Gemara says, yeah, but it wasn't Ben Kemoisai. So it can't say, the lesson of Shechiva. So again, you see this concept that someone who leaves people continue his legacy is considered staying alive. It's not just mace. You can't say mace by him. Mashen Gemayoyav, it says mace. By David, it can't say mace. So now let's make a cheshbon. Yeshua, we said, he's considered a Talmud of Moshe. He's continuing Moshe's legacy. So if so, like we said, Moshe says, I'm still alive. Yeshua is keeping me alive, even though physically I'm dying, but Yeshua is still there. If we're going to say, though, that Yeshua is not considered, theoretically, we're going to get this soon, Yeshua is not considered a Talmud of Moshe. His relationship is not a Talmud of Moshe, instead it's Mishareis Moshe, which is a wonderful, gewaltic thing, but that's his relationship is considered Mishareis, then we're going to say that Moshe physically passed on, and he left nobody like him. He didn't leave any children like him. So we're going to be totally, if we say he's a Talmud, then Moshe's still alive. If we say just a Mishares, with its Milas and its Chesroes, then Moshe considered having passed on. So maybe like this. We know that for whatever reason, the Rabbi Yisrael wanted Moshe should not go into Eretz Yisrael, Vaschan and Lashem, 515 tefillahs, Moshe cannot go into Eretz Yisrael. Ve'esh Pesukim in the Torah, Hashem said, you can't go in. Yeshua, after you die, Yeshua can take Klal Yisrael in, and only he could cross them the Yarden. You can't even stay here. You have to be Nifter, and then Yeshua can take Klal Yisrael across the Yarden. But if Yeshua is considered keeping Moshe alive, then we have a technical problem. If Moshe is still alive, Yeshua will not be able to take him across the Yarden, because Moshe is still alive. Moshe has to first be Nifter. You got this one. Yeshua cannot take Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael if Moshe is still alive.
And if Yeshua is considered mamish, a hemshech, a talmud of Moshe, then he's not going to be able to take Bnei Yisrael inside. Now we know again that Yeshua had other things besides being a talmud. Medrash says in Parshas Pinchas, he was the sadeh, the safsalim, he set up the benches. The Gemara says that the skenim of the dar were shocked when Yeshua became the new leader, because he was the mishareis, and he was mechabin Moshe, and he was a talmud, but he wasn't the biggest talmud. That's what they said, oila oisa busha, oila oisa klima. They were shocked that all of a sudden Yeshua became kipnei chama, whereas Moshe was pnei chama, and Yeshua became pnei levana. They were just shocked that he was reflecting the light more than anybody else, because he wasn't necessarily the greatest talmud. He wasn't the most of the talmidim. He was neman to Moshe. He waited by the mountain for more than anybody else. But they were shocked when he became the next leader. So, Rabbi Yisrael wants that Bnei Yisrael should have to cross over. Moshe has to be considered having passed on. Rabbi Yisrael does not want that Moshe is still alive in any sense, not just physically, but also through his legacy, through his position. So Hashem is going to say that Yeshua is only considered a Mishares. And that, we can go back now and explain the questions which we asked. He said that in the Haftarah, Torah says a couple of shvera things, the Chaira. Plus it says, Vahi achimais Moshe Eved Hashem, Vayomer Hashem el Yehoshua Menun Mishares Moshe. Why is he saying Mishares Moshe? The Rabbi Yisrael is saying, I have to call you Mishares in order to close with Moshe Rabbeinu, to have full closure, to be considered Nifner, I have to call you Mishares Moshe. Leimor, and this, therefore I can tell you, Moshe Avimes. Now I can say Moshe died by calling you Mishares. And therefore, Va'ata now, Kum Avar Sayar Genazek. Because if I wouldn't call you Mishares, Leimor, I wouldn't be able to say to you, Moshe Avimes. Va'ata Kum Avar Sayar Genazek. That's why I'm able to say it. Now, we do know that we think of Yeshua as a mamshich. Yeah. The Torah says at the end, L'chol ayod achaz v'kol l'chol amiru agadol asher asa omishet leinei kol Yisrael, leinei kol Yisrael. From our perspective, we think of him as a talmud. So we look at him, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Navi, was the greatest everything, was the greatest Baal Moses. And of course, le'enu kol Yisrael, we consider that Yeshua is a mamshech of Moshe Rabbeinu, who is considered as if Moshe was still alive, because we refer to him as a talmud. And like the Skenu said, look, Moshe Rabbeinu was really the greatest, well, Yeshua was the greatest talmud. So for us, the Torah says, from our point of view, le'enu kol Yisrael, Moshe did the greatest nisim. And Yeshua did great nisim. Yes, part of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeshua did great nisim in Shemayim. Maybe it looks like it's greater nisim. It's all part of Moshe Rabbeinu's legacy. So that Kedah's Kasha's answer. Yes, the Kasha, Machar Yeshua did greater nisim Moshe Rabbeinu. That's part of Moshe Rabbeinu. Le'eni Kol Yisrael, we consider him a Hemshech. But the Rabbi Yisraelim and the Navi in the Haftarah is Kriveya that Moshe finished and there's something new with Yeshua. That Moshe is considered greater. So, in the, as far as Nevuah goes. So in the Torah, the Torah says, V'loi kam, what was the Pasuk? So I have a Yom HaShem Moshe Eved Hashem Be'eretz Moav Al Pi Hashem. Al Pi Hashem means, according to this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu determined, Al Pi Hashem, the Moshe spoke in Paskin, that Moshe was Nifter. Moshe Eved Hashem was Nifter. So now we understand why in the Navi, Al Pi Hashem, he's saying that Yeshua is Talmud, he's a Mishares, and therefore Moshe Eved Hashem was Nifter. But as far as Klai Yisrael, any Kol Yisrael, they considered him as if he's a Hemshech. So we can answer also why it says Moshe Eved Hashem. He's saying Yeshua, from our point of view, was considered a Hemshech. Le'eni Kol Yisrael, Yeshua is a Hemshech. So He's Eved Hashem, he's still serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From our point of view, by we see Yeshua, we see Moshe Rabbeinu. But Al Pi Hashem, the Eved Hashem stopped with Moshe Rabbeinu. And that Kufa has come to a conclusion. So of course, we need a Mischazik in this Moyerdike of the Ikrim, of the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu. It was beyond anything here we're discussing. Is Yeshua touching him, not touching, continuing a little bit, not continuing it? But there's no question. Moshe Rabbeinu, Av Navim. I once was zoicher to run into Rav Baruch Matre Ezrachi in the airport, and I don't know what he was doing there. He was coming back, maybe going. I don't remember. And I went over to him and I asked him. Rashi at the beginning of Sefer Yeshua. I'll just finish with this. Rashi at the beginning of Sefer Yeshua has to do with what we spoke about. Rashi says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yeshua, Moshe Avdi Meis, so we said, of course, it's Shvera Pasuk, he knows he died, so we said now from Shlomo Kluger, beautiful Pshat. So Rashi says, Moshe Avdi Meis, V'ilu HaYakayim, if he would still be alive, if Moshe still went alive, B'ay HaYisi Chafetz, I would prefer him, I would desire him. But, you know, Moshe Avdi Meis, he died, so I have to choose you. You know, shucks Yeshua, I guess, you know, we're stuck with you. So I asked him, L'chayr, this is the first words of Nevuah ever to Yeshua. Why would he say something offensive, or seemingly offensive? When the Baruch Hu says, "Nichazon Baruch Hashem is the Racham of a Kol Ma'isav, is the Chanun Racham, is the Bala Chesed." Why in the world would he say to Yeshua's first words ever, "Oh, hi Yeshua, yeah, we're stuck with you, so we're going to cross the Yarden." I said, "Rashi learns the pasuk. Rashi says, Moshe Avdi Meis, if he would be alive, I would want him. But since he was Nifter, Moshe Avdi Meis, and now Vata, now come out, you'll take across the Yarden." What was the Baruch Hu trying to tell by saying this to Yeshua? So Rabbi Ahmad right away said a beautiful pshat. He said, like we said, one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, one of the most important things in Yiddishkeit to know, is the special level of the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu, like we say in Yigdal, we say in Animamin. And he says, when Moshe was Nifter, all of a sudden, Moshe Isha Likim was Nifter, people were shocked. They thought Moshe would never pass on. They knew that he was the greatest, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him. They couldn't believe that he had passed on. And there was maybe like a yerida in the belief in him, in the chashivas in him. So right away the Rabbi Shalom had to tell Yeshua, listen, you have to be mischazik in the ikar, in this basic tenet of Jewish belief of Moshe being the greatest Navi. He was nifter, okay, he's nifter, people are, he's, our human beings are nifter. But even though he was Nifter, don't forget about him. Moshe Avdi Meis. The Rabbi Shem tells Yeshua, you're second best, but the best would have been Moshe, because he was the greatest. We have to not forget about him. Even though it seems, wow, you're shocked. How could such a wonderful human being be Nifter? Moshe Avdi Meis. Moshe was, he was Nifter. If he would be alive, he was still one, because he was the greatest. But now that he was Nifter, okay, you're going to be the new leader. But it doesn't take over. We don't forget about Moshe. What we say, Yiftach the Dairei, Kishmuel the Dairei, etc. And of course, you say that by Moshe Rabbeinu also. But there's something special about Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't say, "Oh yeah, the new leader is the same as Moshe Rabbeinu." No, it's not the same. According to what we're saying, Moshe Kluger, we can add with Moshe Kluger's Kneich, Moshe Avdi Meis. He was saying that even though, in some sense, you're continuing Moshe Rabbeinu's legacy, and Moshe is considered alive in some sense. But we have to remember, Moshe Avdi Meis, there was something special about Moshe Rabbeinu. Avle Neviim, those that came before him, he was greater than his father, Amram Nevuah, greater than the obvious Nevuah, and for those that came after him. And in this Chazik, on this day, on Simchas Torah, there's the songs, Midrashim, about Moshe Rabbeinu, his godless, his greatness, how much he was Moshe for Christ. The Chazal say, Oyev Yisrael Haya, remember this, and think about it, and Chas HaShalom, never let it leave our minds.